On Capitol Hill today, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan called on Congress to move quickly to address coming shortfalls in Social Security. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr is watching the debate over changing Social Security, and he senses the White House's plans may be in trouble.
Just a month since President Bush sounded the alarm in his State of the Union address about a Social Security system headed toward bankruptcy, the administration has made little headway in selling the country on the need for fundamental change. A series of town hall meetings with the president and with members of Congress appears to have left the public somewhere between unimpressed and unconcerned. Polls indicate that support for changes in Social Security has dropped since the president started his concentrated campaign. As good a barometer as any of the unsteady situation is that administration figures are saying crisis less and problem more as they try to enlist support for what are still very unspecific proposals. The proposal for personal or private accounts has created a certain amount of confusion because it is not directly related to the problem of future financing of Social Security. The specter of the disastrous defeat of the Clinton health insurance program still haunts the White House and gives officials pause about whether they're ready for a showdown. One hears the sounds of tentativeness coming from the Republicans, talk of compromise, of everything being on the table, of doesn't have to be this year. After a Republican leadership meeting today, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said there was not one negative comment. But Senate Republican Leader Bill Frist says he wants to be realistic and not move until he has a bill that can clear the Senate. White House Communications Director Nicole Devenish says, "We feel good about where we are, but we recognize there is much to be done." And then there is Charles Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, in whose jurisdiction Social Security lies. He says the president has to shift public opinion in the next 3 weeks, or you might have some questions about the president succeeding. The Democrats, for once, have the luxury of standing on the sidelines while Republicans agonize about where and when to go on Social Security. This is Daniel Schorr.